Salute to heroes. You are all our heroes. Over the last few weeks, so many people from across our community have joined together to help make a difference to the lives of their neighbours, family, friends, and even complete strangers. From risking their lives on the front line in the fight against coronavirus, through to collecting the weekly shop for your neighbours, it has made a huge difference. So today we're celebrating each and every one of you, our own health heroes. Matthew Harris and his family have sorted a social distancing jumble sale for Overgate Hospice. They sorted through the cupboards during lockdown, found a few bits they no longer need, and put them out at the end of their drive for neighbours to take in return for a donation to the hospice. Matthew said, "Doing little bits like this, we ensure the hospice stays open." On top of their regular day-to-day duties, staff and firefighters from West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service are continuing to volunteer and are assisting in their communities. This includes delivering food and medicine to those who need it the most in the borough, as well as driving ambulances for Yorkshire Ambulance Service. Community Transport Calderdale is providing a shopping service for people in vulnerable groups who are self-isolating or can't get out in the borough. Around 40 volunteers have already signed up to help the service, which takes shopping orders, collects them, and then drops them off for people. If you know anyone in need or would like to volunteer for the service, call 0300 0200 215. Many of us are working from home, and this includes West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue's fire prevention teams. Staff members are hard at work trying to keep people of the county safe and well while working from home. They are also issuing key advice in helping people reduce the risk of fires in the home, including making sure your smoke detectors are working. Chefs have been busy helping to feed NHS staff across the country. Among them was the Trading Rooms, based at the Peace Hall in Halifax. The restaurant has been supporting the Food for Heroes initiative. They prepared a whopping 300 meals on Saturday for the incredible staff who work at Calderdale Royal Hospital and in its inn centres. When Lisa Doyle, who works at Boots in Todmorden Health Centre, found out a vulnerable patient's television was broken and he was sitting in isolation in silence and alone, she decided to help. She found and contacted the gentleman's godson and arranged for a television of her own, which she no longer used, to be delivered and set up in his house so he doesn't feel too lonely anymore. Morrison's is making sure that Overgate Hospice's kitchen is well stocked during the COVID-19 lockdown. The Ellen store donated several crates of bread to the hospice's catering team. On average, the hospice's catering team spends £4,000 a month on food, £600 of which goes on milk, £400 for meat, £380 on fruit and vegetables, and over £2,000 on tinned goods.